koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour-based MP based in Papakura and Tamaki. Well, it's an absolutely wonderful day here in Tamaki Makaurau. The sun is out, everyone's out and all the colours are out, so we're definitely into summer. My guest today, I'd like to introduce you this super awesome, talented Lotu Fuli. Lotu Fuli is a barrister and solicitor at the Auckland High Court. That's one of her hats. One of her other hats is that Lotu is the chair of the Otara Papatuatua local board and many other things that Lotu's involved in. So what we'll do is we'll ask Lotu about all those wonderful things that she's up to. But for now, Lotu, welcome to World with Anahila. Tell our listeners something about you.
Kia ora koutou katoa and tēnā koe to you, Anahila. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here. So about me, I guess I'm just an ordinary girl, born in Samoa. I lived all my life in Otara and still live in Otara. And basically I'm community driven. So the things that I do in my life at the moment are because I want to give back to our community.
I know that we've just gone through a local board election and this is your second term.
Yes.
In terms of the election, but more than that, where are you from in Samoa? So you said you're born in Samoa?
Yeah. So I was born in my dad's village in Sangone in Savai'i.
Sangone, yeah.
Yes, and my mother hails from Salamumu in Upolu, and then I've got family all over Samoa in different parts in Vailele, where my dad lives at the moment, and all around Upolu and Savai'i. But I have strong roots to Sangone, where I was born. And we moved to New Zealand when I was about 2 years old, but we've lived in Otara since 1976, and we still have our family home there.
In Otara, what did Otara look like in 1976?
Well, when I moved in, the area I live in is called Clover Park, and our street was one of the first streets to actually get housing. So it was all farmland when I first moved in. The dairy opened up after we moved in, and the local school, Dawson Road Primary, opened up after we moved in. So I was a foundation
pupil.
And there were no houses up along Readout Road, nothing. It was all, we used to be able to walk through forest and the woods to get to Totara Park. Yeah. And we used to do that every summer.
Yeah.
And there were no houses or anything. And then over the years, of course, it's like it is now. It's very built up and very intensified now. And the Monaco Mall and everything, it's all there now. So
I remember in the 80s, I live in Onehunga, but we would go there. There were family there. I used to think that area was flash.
Yeah.
But
it's still flash.
You know, as a child, you go and think, wow, new houses. You know, it's like, flash. Yeah. Well, welcome to Well with Anahila. So maybe we'll talk about your role as a barrister and what we do here in Well with Anahila is we talk about well-being in terms of how you keep yourself well and holding all your roles. So you've got a busy, I know that you also lecture in University of Auckland. So what exciting things are happening in the area of justice, and then how do you keep yourself healthy in the, you know, for all of that plus the local board?
Oh, thank you. So I'm a barrister and solicitor of the High Court, but at the moment I'm not practicing in that sense.
Yeah.
I am a referee in the disputes tribunal, so that's the role of a judicial officer in the disputes tribunal. And I used to be a part-time lecturer at the university. I used to be a teaching fellow, but I had to give that away because I was just too busy. And currently I'm tutoring still part one at the university, as well as doing my role as chair of the local board. And it is difficult to juggle those things, but I think we as women are used to juggling lots of things. You know, we are multitaskers, and I often talk about my mother because she... I'm one of nine children, and she raised, you know, with my dad, raised all nine of us here in New Zealand while holding down a job as a teacher, full-time teacher, and also studying. She got all her postgraduate degrees and everything. And as a child, I watched that, you know, and all the Sunday school and church and family things that she does. So I think it is a a natural thing for Pacifica women.
It's the normal life of a Pacific woman.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we juggle all of these roles and all these different hats that we wear. And sometimes it does come at that cost in terms of our own personal well-being. Mm. But I am acutely aware of that, especially now that I'm older.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yes, and eating donuts and having coffee is not always good on the go. Those sorts of things we shouldn't do so much of.
Yeah.
But I do try to take time out and I try to relax. And Sunday tends to be my day for doing that. That's my day of rest. And I, you know, try to get to church and try to sort of wind down on a Sunday. Mm. Yeah,
I used to think if we didn't go to church on Sunday to reflect and just be spiritual, I'm not sure, we'll probably fill that gap with something else.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ōtara local board.
Yes.
We've just been through an election where one new person joined the team.
Two new people
joined the team. It's the Ōtara Papatoetoe. So but if you can tell us how the journey went and where we are now, I understand that you currently is the chair. You've been sworn in as the chair of the Ōtara Papatoetoe local board. Yeah, so what do you guys do?
So, as you know, Auckland, amalgamated in 2010. Mm-hmm. So all of the 9 district councils, including the Manukau City Council, all came together and formed the super city. And then Auckland was divided into 21 local board areas.
Yep.
And our local board area is Ōtara Papatoetoe. And there's around 88,000 people in our local board area. And basically we make those local decisions about things that affect our local community that Auckland Council controls.
Mm.
So things around our community facilities, our library programming, community grants, anything to do with our local roading and streetscapes and placemaking. All of those decisions fall with the local board. We have a shared governance model now within Auckland Council, and it's unique to Auckland Council. So the governing body makes big regional decisions that affect all Aucklanders.
So when we're talking about the governing body, we're talking about the mayor and the 20 councillors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the mayor and the 20 councillors, they make all those big decisions that affect all Aucklanders, regional decision making. But each local board has governance over local decision making, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a local programming going on in your local library, that would sit with us. Any local parks, that sits with our local board.
So the parks and the library, that's the local board.
Yes.
And the decisions you make there is, what sort of decision would you make?
So everything, all the funding, anything about programming. For example, in my local board area, we have OMAC, the Ōtara Music and Arts Centre, which is a real key hub in our community. All of that funding, it's around $350,000. The local board has governance over that and all the programming that happens there. Programs that happen across Auckland, like the Auckland Arts Festival, that's something that the governing body has governance over because it affects all Aucklanders, not just one local board.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the key difference that maybe people in our community don't quite understand.
So the local board is about what's happening in the local board. So Ōtara Papatoetoe, with the 80,000 people living in there, it's only about that area.
Yes.
Yeah, and one learning that I found out when it started is that parts of Papatoetoe covers parts of Manurewa.
Yes.
Manukau.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think our new candidates in some of the candidates in who ran for Manurewa local board came across that, and that was it's good to learn that parts that Ōtara Papatoetoe, you come all the way up to Manukau,
up to Readout Road,
Readout Road.
Well, I think the boundary stops at the Vodafone Event Centre.
Okay,
so the electorate for central government boundaries are very different to the local board boundaries. And some of Ōtara Papatoetoe's local board area takes in quite a bit of Botany as well, and some of Mangere East, so some of Mangere's local electorate is in our local board area.
I know, someone rang me and said, oh, how come I can't vote for the Mangere people? I live in Mangere, I don't live in Papatoetoe. I said, well, that's how the areas are carved up, which is, I know it's a bit confusing for people in terms of what people do, but that's the local board for Ōtara Papatoetoe. In terms of You spoke about the parks in terms of fitness and well-being in the area. Is that something that the local board thinks about?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. That's one of our key priorities. Mm. And we work in partnership with groups like CLM and also
so that's Counties Monaco.
Counties Monaco Sport is one of them, and CLM Sport is separate from Counties Monaco.
Okay. Yeah.
Active Sport as well, as well as all of our, you know, local sports teams and clubs. Colmar Sports Centre, we work in conjunction with them. We have our own parks, sports and rec team within council, and their job is to go out and really scope what's required in our board area and then come back to the board with recommendations.
Okay.
And we've got a certain budget to put towards that, and we, as governors, we sit in decision making about where to allocate that budgeting.
All right, so you have a budget and you decide, you, the local board members decide where that money's spent in terms of what the local, the community wants. So when they are out there scoping the community, what sort of feedback do they get from the community? Because you've got a few different distinct communities. You've got,
So we, at the moment, we are going to open up for public consultation.
Mm.
And when I first joined the board in 2013, it was quite difficult to get the public to come and actually give us feedback. And that's a really important step in our decision-making, is that public consultation phase. So when Whanana and I first joined the board in 2013...
So that's the councillor Whanana, Ethel Collins.
Yeah. And he was our chair back in 2013. We really pushed to change the way that we consult with our community and to be more culturally inclusive in the way that we do that. And I'm happy to say that since then, our consultation and feedback has improved by something like 500%.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's going up. It's still not, I mean, we want it to be better, of course. And we're open to our community to give us feedback about how to engage with them better as well.
So what would be the best way? So tell us something different that you did, because you talked about the 500% community engagement. And what was something different that you did?
So in the before 2013, they used to only accept written submissions.
Okay.
And they used to, you used to have to come before the board and have like a hearing where you sort of come and you speak to the board in a very formal setting. So that's the first thing we got rid of.
Okay.
We encouraged having smaller group discussions. We asked our staff to actually hold specific have your say events for Pacifica, for Māori, for our seniors, for youth, targeting those groups that traditionally don't engage with council. And then once Dr. Chowdhury joined our team in 2016, when he selected then, he made some real good inroads with our Indian Asian community. And so for the first time, we started to get quite a bit of engagement from our Indian Asian community as well. And we have diversity forums, quarterly diversity forums, that are very informal, where we invite our community into council and we sit with them and just talk informally to get their views and their feedback.
Yeah, that's really interesting, hey, because that's the importance of having people who reflect the community be part of the decision-making. Because one of the important things is to be able to get feedback from the community. You have to engage.
Yes.
So the first step actually is the most important important step. So that's great to hear, Lotu. So that's Dr. Ashraf Chowdhury, and you've talked. So how many altogether in the Ōtara Papatoetoe local board?
We have seven members.
Yeah, and you cover the areas. You said you had two new people. Who were they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've got Swanee Nelson, who joins us. She's Māori, and she joins us on from the Ōtara side of our local board area. And we've also got Dr. Ofa Dews. She's our first ever Tongan elected to the board, and the first ever Tuvaluan and Rotuman elected to any board of Auckland Council. So quite historic there.
Oh, okay. I don't think many people know that.
Yes.
So Ofa is Tuvalu.
She's Tuvaluan, Tongan, and Rotuman.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was born in Fiji.
Okay, just to confuse things.
Yes, and her husband, I think her husband is Ngati Puro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
a real diverse food
stand. She really represents the community.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because I was speaking to Tongans and I said to them, do you know there are three Tongan women who are in the local boards in Auckland?
Mm.
And they said, oh, who's the third one? And I said, oh, Dr. Offa Dews. Mm. And they said, where's the dues from? I don't know. So now we know.
It's Ngati Porou.
It's Ngati Porou. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is it Gisborne? Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So for you yourself, Lotu, in terms of your well-being, so you spoke about taking time, Sundays being the day that you do that. Is there anything else that works for you? Because the hope is that if people are listening in, they could just engage with local people and know where to go if they feel like not going to engage with whatever it is in the community. Or if they're at home, they could just follow some good tips about what to do about the well-being.
I like to spend time alone.
Yeah.
Because I'm out all the time.
True.
And I feel, and you'll know very well about this, we are owned by our community and owned by the public.
Mm.
So when I do have some time, then I like to just sort of stay home, I'll watch Netflix, you know, I'll spend time with my son, spend time with my family. We might go to a movie, you know, because I love movies. Anyone who knows me knows that. I love movies. And that, for me, is just a good way to chill out and just relax. And I personally also try not to let things stress me out.
Yeah.
I'm used to absorbing a lot of stress, you know, all my life in academia and things like that, you know, with deadlines and everything. I think I sort of just worked out a strategy to deal with that stress, and I never let it really get to me. Hopefully that's why I don't have too many wrinkles or gray hair. Yeah, I don't dye my hair, it's my natural hair.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, your skin looks great,
So I just don't let things get to me.
Yeah.
So I don't have high blood pressure and all of those sorts of things.
Okay.
Yeah, I think once it gets, if it does start to affect your health, then you probably need to look for something else to do.
Yeah, because really, we only got the one life. There's no need to carry everything with you.
Yeah.
When I say everything, that means all the stresses that wherever you engage, groups of people you engage with. Because I know that you're part of Pacifica Manukau. We're both part of Pacifica Manukau. And I know that next week there's a meeting.
Yes.
Next week, which no doubt you'll be at. I've sent my apology. Apology, ladies, I can't make it. I think Parliament's sitting that day. But, yeah. So in terms of Pacifica Manukau, because it's a women's group, is that a stress or is that a relaxation or is it just mixing?
I like it. I really enjoy that because in that space, there's a sense of sisterhood and a sense of camaraderie and friendship that you need, you know. And so I find it very uplifting and I find it empowering. And I call it like getting fed, if you know what I mean.
I know.
You know, because you receive so much from having good people around you. So I really enjoy. I'm so glad I joined Pacifica Manukau all those years ago and I think that's why I do try to get along, even though I am really busy. I try to make sure that I get there because I feel every time I come away from those meetings, I feel very fulfilled and uplifted. The opposite of being drained. Often I can go to a community meeting that I might have to run or front, and then I leave feeling drained. So I get the opposite when I go to Pacifica.
Yeah, I get the same feeling too, but Malu, my daughter, who's turned 14, is my daughter Malu, she's 14. She used to be a regular attendee at Pacifica Manukau meetings, but apparently when you become a teenager, those meetings are boring. But I know what you mean when you when we attend those meetings, we might go there feeling a little bit flat, but as soon as we see everybody, because everyone's so colourful, smiles and jokes and just a talanoa. I feel the same as well in terms of the women and the sisterhood. Yeah, what's up next for you, Lotu?
I guess next is just concentrating on getting the board stuff out because the term really just started for us. We were just sworn in on Tuesday, and we've got all of our consultation and planning now, and this is the time when we set the direction for the next 3 years, for the next term, and this is where we really try to hear from our community what they want us to do with their rates for the next 3 years. So it's a very busy, say, 12 months ahead of us in terms of our planning, and then beyond that will be the delivery of all of that planning. Yeah, that's the immediate stuff on the cards for me.
So thank you, Lotu. In the last 3 years, what are you most proud of in your work at Otara?
In the last 3 years, I'm most proud of the fact that we've got the Ngāti Otara multi-sport complex off the ground. We hope to break the ground soon, this month.
So tell us about that.
So anyone who lives in Otara will know that Ngāti Otara Park is sort of the central park for all of our sports. But the building that's there is basically an old toilet shed. And I was playing kirikiti there in volleyball with our church since I was about, I don't know, 4 years old, five years old. And it's pretty much the same building. And, you know, the board's given $20,000, $30,000 here and there to give it a paint job and things like that. But finally, we've been able to secure around $5.5 million to build a new building. And that's that took a long time. You know, and the community's waited a long time for that. But our board last term really pushed for that, and we advocated for that. And we secured the funding for that. And that work is going to start this month, later this month.
Oh, that's excellent work, wonderful work. Yeah, I know Ngāti Otara. My husband is Samoan, and they play cricket there too. $5.5 million. Wow, that's great. So how long do you think it'll take to finish?
You know, the thing is, they always tell us a timeline. They always say it'll take so many months, but we know in reality it'll take twice that. I don't want to say it'll take a year, because it probably will take longer.
Yeah, because I know in Otahu they've got the rec centre there, the swimming pool, that took a long time to get that done, but it's everyone's enjoying the pools, you know, like a normal feature of the community. So I think, was it in Otahu that they said they wanted an art centre, because Otara's got OMAC and Mangere's got
the Mangere
Art Centre and Tamaki's got Te Oro. And they said, well, why can't Otahu have similar? So that's what the young people were saying at the time. So that was 3 years ago. So I wonder if they're happy with the rec centre and probably still pushing for an art centre. But
is a beautiful rec centre. I mean, I went to Otahu College for my seventh form. So we're talking back in 1989, before some of your listeners were born. But I remember even then there was a push from the community to get a gym, because everyone had to come to our school to use the gym for basketball tournaments. But back then, Otahuhu fell under the Auckland City Council.
That's right.
Yes. So Manukau City Council, all our areas have pools and have libraries and things. But the Otahu seemed to be like the forgotten part of Auckland Council, Auckland City Council. So I think once we got the super city merged and we got this very good local board in Mangere Otahu, and Len Brown was the mayor at the time, that was one of the projects that was able to be delivered, because you had those good people who probably came from a very Manukau City Council way of thinking. And that was one of the first big, big projects that got off the ground after, 30 years of the community asking for it.
Yes, I used to work in Otahu, and I describe it as Otahu as the centre of the universe. And I said the reason for that is it's because where Auckland City meets Manukau City, or Auckland Central meets South Auckland, the Auckland District Health Board meets County's Manukau District Health Board. The Manukau, the Otahu is the centre of the universe, but that people doesn't treat it that way. Because we're at the Otahu was at the I don't know, beginning of South Auckland or the end of Central Auckland, and it just,
sort of had an identity crisis.
Because we will have people from,
I know that people often in Otahu used to look at Otara and think, why do they have a pool and we don't? And why does Mangere have a pool and we don't? You know, so like the poor cousin.
So I just can't say enough about having the people that reflect the community.
Absolutely.
Represent them in governance group like the local board and like the council. And yeah, we have 5 minutes to go, Lotu. It's been great talking with you, but is there anything else happening in Ōtara Papatoetoe that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, so we've got the Ōtara Sports Awards coming up. I think that the nominations might have closed, but you probably can still get in some late nominations. And we've also got all the Christmas events coming up as well.
Santa Claus is
Exactly. We've got the Christmas
dinner. You never had a Christmas Santa parade, eh?
We didn't since before the 70s, our board came on, before we were elected in 2013. Yeah. And then we revitalized that. In 2014, we got that up and going again for Ōtara. Papatoetoe always had theirs, but Ōtara didn't.
Yes,
you know?
I remember that they weren't one, but the reason why I knew that it started, because I heard that the new local board had started that, but the Tongan Tennis Club at East Tamaki had a float, and they said, oh, we're going to Santa Parade.
Yes.
In Ōtara? Okay. Okay, so all the Christmas things are happening. Any other notices? So the when are the Sports Awards night?
The Sports Awards will be on the Saturday, the 30th of November, held at Kia Aroha College. And they're always awesome. We have like local legends that attend, like Tawara Niko and Eric Rush. And I think this year we are honouring Papa Ali'i Peter Fatialofa. And I can't remember. I think maybe Dwayne Mann is the other one from Rugby League. And I think a lot of people don't realise that we've had all these local legends come out of Ōtara, sporting legends, like Temepara George and Eric Rush and Tawara Niko and the Lever brothers for hockey. And so it's really a good way to celebrate our heroes who've made it internationally in the past, but also our up-and-coming young heroes.
Well, thank you, Lotu. If anybody wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it?
I'm on Facebook, as everybody knows.
Fully for Ōtara
on Facebook. But then you can also email me on council. All of that information is available on the council website.
So that'll be lotu.fully@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz. See, there you go. Fully for Ōtara on Facebook or lotu.fully@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz. And no, I don't think we'll go out for Lotu's two phone numbers because he's got two phones here. Probably won't give that out, but I'm pretty sure she'll respond to Messenger. Well, everyone, that was Lotu Fully from Ōtara Papatoetoe Local Board. She is a local, she's been in Ōtara since 1976 before lots of houses were built around in the area. She's a foundation pupil at
Dawson Primary,
and just an all-around great person to have her leadership and her voice, bring that voice and insight into chairing the Ōtara Papatoetoe Local Board. If you see Lotu around, just have a chat to Lotu about community facilities or any upgrades you think might need to get some attention. There you go. You can say it on Facebook or send Lotu an email. Thank you, Lotu. It's been great talking with you today. Have a great summer. I know, no doubt I'll be seeing you lots, but have a great summer. And thank you for being with having a conversation with me today. And that was Well with Anahila. Taranoa today, our kōrero was with the local board chair of the Ōtara Papatoetoe Local Board, Lotu Fully. Have a great day, and that's Anahila. Ka kite anō, Anahila kanongata a sui sui ki, Labour List MP based in Papakura.